One more question for Kyle Malin, who's editor of the MERS newsletter. Kyle, I'd be remiss because I know that you cover local topics here in Lansing as well as what you do with the MERS. I wanted to ask you about casino gambling in Lansing. The Lansing Jobs Coalition did not get enough signatures to put the topic on the ballot. Should we have casino gambling in downtown Lansing? The Ted O'Dell and the Lansing Jobs Coalition wanted the voters to decide. Where do you think this issue is going to end up?
Well, I think ultimately we'll end up in no casino for Lansing. I mean, I know Ted O'Dell's trying real hard, and I know that he's been talking with some tribes, and they're trying hard to get something here in Lansing. I think there's a couple problems here, though. I mean, the first is that for every Indian tribe or any interest that wants to put a new casino somewhere, there's several other Indian tribes and other interests that don't want a casino in a new part, you know, because it just means more competition. And there is no real established Indian reservation here in Lansing to start a base from. And I know there's talk about the Indians buying land and whether they can buy land and then build a casino on there. And I think what happens is this becomes an extracted, in the best case scenario, Tony, this becomes an extracted court fight that involves federal court and federal rules that go on and on and on. It's not as simple as just making an agreement, getting something on the ballot, passing, and tomorrow, you know, we're playing the slots. It's a lot more difficult than that. We're already a high gambling state. I mean, we're the Las Vegas of the Midwest for a reason. I mean, we have more casinos in this state than anywhere in the Midwest or east of the Mississippi, for that matter. So don't hold your breath on this.
All right, Kyle, thanks so much.
No problem, Tony.